Welcome back, one and all, to the Our Outdoors portion of your weekend. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. We are getting here into the month of February. We've been promised that early spring, as we talked about last weekend. And for the most part, it looks like things are going to stay on the warmer side. We're going to have that trend towards above normal temperatures, and we're going to see that ice melting. And obviously, that's got people thinking spring fishing already. And of course, one of the first places in North Dakota that opens up is that Missouri River. So if you're thinking of heading down to Lake Oahe or running that stretch that goes up through Bismarck to Garrison, and then looking at Lake Sakakawea later in the spring, there are many great opportunities right now. And it's a multi-species fishery. Particularly, you've got walleyes, a lot of great walleye fishing from top to bottom. As we're talking about spring and summer, you're going to find a lot of good fish up there. Of course, you have the Paluso report up every week at dakotaedge.com and newsdakota.com. When he gets back in the spring and he's on that water, of course, we talked with him briefly last week as well about Devil's Lake. So a lot of great walleye fishing setting up on the Missouri River system. And of course, there's pike. One of my favorite spring activities is fly rodding large northern pike, and the Missouri River has a great stretch of places to do that. A lot of feeder creeks, a lot of spots where you can get on those areas that the pike are moving up into ahead of the spawn, and you can find them and you can have a ton of fun. And of course, crappie good mix down there in Lake Oahe, you can find those. Smallmouth up on Lake Sakakawea, and you never really know what you're going to catch. Those underutilized fish, a lot of great fish like drum that provide a lot of excitement on the end the line, and you might think it's a huge walleye and it comes up as a big old purple drum. So we're going to be going into that fishery today as part of our program with Russell Kinsler. He is with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, managing that stretch of water that produces so much great action for walleyes, pike, crappies, and other fish. That's going to come up right after this quick break, so please stay tuned and we'll talk more about the Missouri River. Welcome back to the show, everyone. We've had some spring-like weather here in February, and a lot of folks are thinking open water, and that happens first in North Dakota on that Missouri River. And for that reason, we're talking with Russell Kinsler. He is the North Dakota Game and Fish Department Fisheries Supervisor for that Missouri River system. Russ, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning to you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. It doesn't feel like spring is that far off, and it always seems to start with those walleyes making the run on the Missouri River. How are things looking right now in general from the northwest on down to the south?
Well, you're right. Spring does seem like it's right around the door. And overall, on the Missouri River system, things are looking pretty good. If this winter has anything to show, it's like once we did get ice on, you know, ice cover on the lakes, there was some pretty decent fishing. So I think overall, things are looking really good on the Missouri River system.
Absolutely. So let's start at the bottom and work our way up. How's the walleye fishery doing on Oahe? We've had some forage issues in the past and some health or length and girth kind of issues. Have those resolved? What are you seeing there on Lake Oahe?
So, yeah, after the 2011 flood, we Oahe lost a lot of its forage, which is rainbow smelt. Since then, the lower portion of Oahe, which is in South Dakota, has recovered some. And then, you know, they're the primarily forage is smelt down there, where on the upper end, we're more of your native species, you know, reproduction on yellow perch, crappie, white bass. And we did see some decent reproduction on crappie and white bass this year. As far as the walleyes go, our numbers are still, you know, really good down there. They've been on the smaller side the last few years, but this summer we did see an increase in size. You know, then it's Oahe, so there's always that trophy potential there as well.
Absolutely. And one of the big concerns we saw with that South Dakota end was the detection of ANS in the form of zebra mussels. What do you advise anglers to do as they head out to Oahe for their early fishing trips?
This is anglers and just all recreationalists, you know, anybody boating, that you need to be aware that they're there. And, you know, when you're exiting Lake Oahe, make sure you clean, drain, and dry your boat.
gf.nd.gov, search for ANS, and you'll find all the stuff you need. We're talking with Russ Kinsler, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Fisheries Supervisor for the Missouri River System. Let's talk about that main stem running from Garrison down to the top of Oahe. How are things looking on the main river from Bismarck and in that general area?
So the main river is suffering from that 2011 flood. High flows really changed the dynamic of the river. It made it straighter and deeper and quicker flowing, and we lost a lot of that backwater area where our fish spawned and the young reared, and so we lost that foraging component to that part of the river. So the fish in the river are still smaller. There's good numbers there, but you get up towards Garrison Dam, and then you always have that trophy potential up there too. And well, spread throughout the river. So there's just a trophy component to that all the time. So
we're always looking for those big ones mixed in with those good eaters. Finally, when we're talking marble eyes, what's the status on Lake Sakakawea for the fish going into the spring of 24?
Walleyes in Lake Skokie are looking really good. Our population is down a little bit from what it was a few years ago, but it's still really high. You know, when you look at the history of Lake Skokie, you know, last summer was just really a lot of 15 to 20, 24 inch fish that were out there. Them fish are still there, but the anglers are going to see a change this year, I think. And that's it. We have a lot of young year classes that are coming into the fishery now. And we even started seeing that this winter where you're starting to catch those 12 with 13 inches and they're kind of dominating what you're catching. I think anglers are going to see a lot of that next year. And I suspect there's going to be the worry that they fished out the big ones last year. And it's just not the case. I mean, the bigger fish are still there. There's just so many small ones you're going to have to get through in order to get them nicer sized fish.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a good problem to have, especially when we're thinking about the future. Let's talk about the smelt populations. You referenced it on the downstream end of Oahe. Typically, smelt are a good source of food up there on Skokie. How are those populations looking for walleyes and other predators?
Smelt are our main forage on Lake Skokie for all our predators. We're still analyzing our data from last year, but just my gut feel is that our numbers are still looking really good. The one thing we have noticed is that over time, our smelt, age one smelt, are smaller now than what they used to be. Age two smelt are smaller now than what they used to be. And smelt are a relatively short-lived species. I mean, not many make it past the age of four. So we continually need to make sure that, you know, we have good water levels to maintain that spawn. Along with that, once we, you know, when we have them high water levels that are doing, helping us with that spawn for a long period of time, we start losing productivity. It is nice every once in a while to get a little drawdown in order to get some vegetation to grow on the shore and then reflood that. And then that boosts that productivity from the bottom up of the food chain. And that right now we're almost at that stage where we could use a little increase in productivity to help get our smelt back up in their sizes.
Yeah, that's an interesting dichotomy there when you talk about high waters and low waters. We're talking with Russell Kinsler. He's the North Dakota Game and Fish Fishery Supervisor for the Missouri River System. There's other fish in the river system as well. Pike are often a draw from Oahe all the way up. When we're looking at that situation, how are things looking, whether it's late ice or in spring? How are those populations of pike faring?
So our pike populations are boom and bust. And that kind of goes along with that, you know, where the lakes draw down and get that vegetation growing. And then we flood that again when they come up. And then we get these really big year classes of pike sustain the fishery for a decade or more. And right now, like on Lake Skokie, we've been high for quite a while. And even on Oahe, we haven't had that flooded vegetation for a while. So our pike numbers are lower than they have been. But there are still decent numbers of pike out there. And there's always that trophy potential. I mean, there are some really nice pike in the system, you know, Skokie, the Missouri River, and Lake Oahe right now. So
yeah, tons of fun in the spring. Another good fish, smallmouth bass on Skokie. They're abundant and they're super fun to catch, especially as you get into summer. What's the status of our bronze bass up on Sac?
So smallmouth bass reproduce naturally. We don't ever stock them. They do it all on their own. There's lots of smaller fish coming up in the system. And there's also the good numbers of them, medium to large size fish out there. They just take care of themselves. And they are a blast to catch.
Yeah, and it's good to have that. And finally, in our species spectacular, how did last year's salmon angling go and what's anticipated for 2024 in terms of stocking and what anglers might find?
Salmon, to some people, was kind of a down point to last year. Fishing was pretty good overall for numbers, but the average size has continued to decline. And that just feeds back into that our smelt are getting smaller. And it's just for a salmon that's swimming around, when they used to catch a really nice size smelt, now they got to put twice the energy in to catch two smaller fish. So they're just using more energy in maintaining and less than putting on growth. So our average size has declined, and that just goes into where we need that increase in primary productivity to basically jumpstart everything from the bottom up.
That makes sense. And finally, the big influence we should address is mountain snowpack upstream that kind of influences how our year goes on Skokie and down the river. How are things looking in the mountains and hills that feed the river and our waters in North Dakota?
Snowpack above Lake Skokie is at 64% of normal. The peak doesn't usually occur till April 17th, so we have some time yet, you know, to increase that snowpack. And the way it looks here, the next couple of days, we're going to get a little snow, so that'll all help.
Good to find that silver lining. Russ, we appreciate all the work you and your teams do up and down the river, keeping fishing great on the Missouri River system. And most importantly, thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
So some great information there from Russ Kinsler, supervisor for the Missouri River Fisheries up and down and throughout North Dakota. Those great opportunities to catch walleyes, pike, bass, and so many other great species. In the meantime, eye that up and get ready for some great action on the ice as well. And remember to take a kid with you. And if you do, I'll see you in our outdoors.